USA Radio News.
The House January 6th committee held its third public hearing of the month with a focus on the pressure campaign on then-Vice President Mike Pence.
The former president wanted Pence to reject the votes and either declare Trump the winner or send the votes back to the states to be counted again.
Vice Chair Liz Cheney, in her closing statement, previewed evidence still to come, promising information in the next hearing on Tuesday about then-President Donald Trump's effort to apply pressure to Republican slate legislators, election officials, and even federal officials. The number of migrant encounters on the southern border has hit a new record with over 200,000 encounters. According to the Customs and Border Protection, this is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
European leaders met.
The leaders of France, Germany, and Italy met with President Zelensky in Ukraine Thursday as Russia's invasion continues. French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi were seen in a video exiting a platform at a Kyiv railway station accompanied by heavy security. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The co-chair of the Recall Gascon campaign said she is confident that the effort to move out Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon will happen after hitting a signature milestone.
We have already gathered over 566,000 signatures, which is the most that's ever been gathered in Los Angeles County, I'm told.
The recall is the second attempt by supporters to remove Gascon, who came into office in December 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Experts are looking at the effects of long-term COVID.
According to data published by King's College of London, the Omicron variant of COVID-19 is less likely than the Delta variant to cause what's known as long COVID. In the first peer-reviewed study on long COVID risk and the Omicron variant, researchers said the odds of getting long COVID from Omicron were 20 to 50% less than with the Delta variant. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Pohl.
The head of the Russian Orthodox Church has been hit with a sanction by British authorities for his, quote, support and endorsement of Putin's war. The European Commission targeted the leader with sanctions, highlighting a series of pro-war sermons and remarks he made since Russia's invasion in February, including blessing Russian soldiers fighting in Ukraine. An investigation is underway at an Alaskan elementary school after a dozen students drank floor sealant that they thought was milk. School officials have confirmed students enrolled in a summer program were served breakfast at the beginning of the day. One student did receive medical treatment, and two others who were picked up may have also sought treatment. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.